What changed? Now, we talked to you 2 weeks ago. You were certainly opposed to the legislation. What changed? Because I know you voted in favor.
I did vote in favor. What changed was there were some very important elements in the policies, the bills that came out of the Senate that really, really inhibited competitive markets and the opportunity for those who want to exercise their choice in the markets. And so we were not able to get those provisions. I call them poison pills. We're not able to get those resolved in the Senate. And so the bills came out of the Senate, went to the House, and through some long, tough negotiations, it ultimately required the governor and his staff to get intimately involved in the final negotiations. There was a resolution reached that everybody supported. Mm-hmm. And the utilities, the utilities supported, and I think that they've got a package now that they can go back to their employees, and their investors and their boards, and say that they have an opportunity now to, with some clarity, to be able to continue to lead Michigan forward and having a reliable and cost-effective, cost-competitive energy is a critically important factor in us being able to continue our ascent up the mountain of being a leading economic force in not just the country but the world. And